Thank you very much, Jessica. So our next speaker, Smriti Narayanan, is going to talk to us about the effects of high temperature stress on pollen lipids.
Thank you, Roslyn, and good morning, everyone. Today, I'll be talking about effect of high temperature stress on pollen lipid profile of wheat. So, high temperature stress is a major environmental factor that limits yield in wheat. High temperatures of 30 to 40 degrees Celsius, which is a very common occurrence in most of the wheat growing regions of the world, decrease wheat yields by 50% or even more. That means yield is completely reduced to half or even more. This high temperature stress is brought about by increases in daytime maximum temperature and increases in nighttime minimum temperature. In our previous research, we looked at the effect of high night, high day, and high day and night temperature stress on various yield traits of wheat. And we found that all these high temperature regimes, HN, HD, and HDN, significantly reduce seed set, grain number, and grain yield of wheat. Interestingly, the effect of high night and high day were similar on all these three yield traits. However, individual grain weight was not affected by any of these high temperature stress in our study because high temperature was imposed at the onset of flowering and it continued only for 7 days in the study. Here, grain yield is the product of grain number and individual grain weight. Since individual grain weight was not affected by high temperature stress in this study when stress was imposed at the onset of flowering, the decreased grain yield was the result of decreased grain number, which was in turn the result of decreased seed set percentage. Now, what exactly causes the decreased seed set percentage under high temperature stress? Seed set is basically a function of floated fertility. In this previous research conducted in our own lab by these authors, they looked at the impact of various high temperature stresses imposed at various timings relative to flowering on floated fertility percentage. And here, zero means the onset of flowering. And in all these cases, high temperature was imposed for a duration of 5 days. As you can see here, floated fertility showed maximum decrease when high temperature was imposed 5 days prior to flowering or at the time of flowering. These are the time periods which coincide with the final developmental stages of pollen and ovule, and also the process of anthesis. And it has been reported in literature that in case of wheat, pollen grains are much more susceptible to high temperature stress than ovule, or the female part. And in this study, these authors themselves, they looked at the effect of these high temperature stresses on morphology and anatomy of pollen grains. What they found was like this. So these are the scanning electron microscopy images of pollen grains under optimum temperature conditions and high temperature conditions. As you can see here, under optimum temperature conditions, pollen grains had normal oval shape and they had very smooth outer exine walls. At high temperature stress, pollen grains were collapsed and desiccated with uneven outer surfaces with deep pits. So, indeed, high temperature stress caused significant changes to the anatomy and morphology of pollen grains. However, in this study, they did not look at the metabolic changes happening inside pollen grains which affect their performance. And it has been reported in literature that lipid signaling has a huge influence on pollen development. And in this study, which was conducted in our own lab, they concluded that high temperature caused significant lipid alterations in the pollen grains of soybean. However, lipid changes under high temperature stress in the pollen grains and their effects on stress points are not investigated in wheat. So, The objectives of our study were to quantify the effects of high day and night temperatures during flowering on pollen lipid profile of wheat and to identify the lipids that are associated with high temperature response of pollen. A little bit about the experimental layout. All these experiments were conducted under controlled environmental conditions in plant growth chambers. These were the winter wheat genotypes we used, and these were the temperature regimes we used. High temperature was imposed at the onset of flowering, and it continued for 12 days. Pollen grains were collected for lipid profiling on the third day of stress, and lipid profiling was carried out using electrospray ionization tandem mass spectrometry. Let's move on to our results. And let's start with the changes in unsaturation index of various lipid classes. Unsaturation index refers to the degree of unsaturation or the number of double bonds in the fatty acid chains of lipid molecules. So the higher the unsaturation index, the more is the number of double bonds in the fatty acid chains or higher the degree of unsaturation. In this study, we calculated unsaturation index using this formula. And these were the four lipid classes that showed the most prominent changes in case of unsaturation index under high temperature stress. And these are the phospholipids which are localized in the endoplasmic reticulum. Here you can see that unsaturation index significantly decreased under high temperature stress conditions generally in both genotypes. This may be an adaptation mechanism to high temperature stress. Because in case of plant lipids, the double bonds are in the cis configuration. And these cis double bonds introduce bends in the fatty acid chains, which reduce the degree of ordered packing or close packing of lipid molecules within the membranes. So one way by which plants can adapt to high temperature stress is by decreasing the degree of unsaturation in membrane lipids and thereby maintaining the optimal fluidity and integrity of membranes under high temperature stress. So that may be the thing what was happening here. Now, we also wanted to know how these lipid classes were able to maintain a lower level of unsaturation under high temperature stress. So let's look at these graphs. These graphs show the effect of temperature on the lipid classes, and here I have shown four lipid classes, and these are the same lipid classes which you saw on the previous slide. And here the x-axis show the individual lipid molecular species, and the y-axis shows their amounts. The left-hand side graphs indicate the susceptible genotype Cal92, and the right-hand side graphs indicate the tolerant genotype Wendtner. The four different temperature regimes are marked by four different colors on the bars. And here you can see that the less unsaturated species, such as 34-1, 34-2, or 36-2, increased under high temperature stress, and the more unsaturated species, 34-3 and 36-6, decreased under high temperature stress. Here, the lipid species 34-1, 2, and 36-2 are those lipids which most likely contain 18:1, 16:0, 18:2, or 18:0 acyl chains. Similarly, 34-3 and 36-6 lipids contain 18:3 acyl chains. So here you can see that those lipid species which included fatty acid chains which contained more number of double bonds, such as 18:3 acyl chains or fatty acid chains, decreased under high temperature stress, and those lipid species which contained less unsaturated acyl chains, such as 18:1 or 18:2 or 18:0, increased under high temperature stress. So those were the mechanisms by which these lipid classes were able to maintain a lower level of unsaturation under high temperature stress. Now, let's look more closely into the changes in PC and PE species under high temperature stress. And these were the lipid classes which showed most prominent changes under heat stress in this study. So these two heat maps show the correlations existed among PE and PC species in Cal92 and Wendtner. As you can see here, blue color indicates a negative correlation. And as you can clearly see here, strong negative correlations existed among PE and PC species in case of both genotypes. We also looked at the changes in the total amount of PC and PE species under different temperature regimes. And we found that the total amount of PC remained more or less the same under different high temperature conditions. However, the total amount of PE decreased under high temperature stress conditions in case of the susceptible genotype Cal92. And that led to an increase in PC to PE ratio in case of Cal92. Again, this may be another adaptation mechanism to high temperature stress conditions because PC species tend to form bilayer phases and PE species tend to form non-bilayer phases under high temperature stress conditions. So one way by which plants can adapt to high temperature stress would be by decreasing the amount of PE species or by increasing the amount of PC species or maintaining the level of PC species. And that will lead to an increased PC to PE ratio under high temperature stress. So that may be what was happening here. Now, the changes in oxlipid species. Oxlipids are those lipids which contain oxidized fatty acid chains such as this. They are produced enzymatically by the action of lipoxygenase or by the or non-enzymatically by the action of reactive oxygen species. And then here you can see that these two oxlipid species significantly increased under high temperature stress conditions in case of the susceptible genotype Cal92. At the same time, Ventner was able to maintain the basal level of these two oxlipids under high temperature conditions. In our previous research, we looked at the impact of these four exactly similar high temperature conditions on the reactive oxygen species content of these two exactly similar weed genotypes, but in case of leaves. And we found very similar results. So here you can see that the reactive oxygen species content significantly increased under high temperature stress conditions in case of the susceptible genotype Cal92, and at the same time, Ventner was able to maintain the basal level of reactive oxygen species content at high temperature stress conditions in its leaves. This may be an indication that the susceptible genotype Cal92 suffered from greater degree of oxidative damage due to the greater amount of reactive oxygen species content produced under high temperature stress conditions. Similar situations might have existed in case of pollen grains as well. So if that is the case, these two oxlipid species, which increased under high temperature stress conditions in Cal92, might be the result of the action of increased amount of reactive oxygen species produced under high temperature stress conditions in case of Cal92. And in our previous research, we also found that these two oxlipids significantly increased under high temperature stress in case of Cal92 in its leaves. So collectively, our research suggests that these two oxlipids could be potential biomarkers for high temperature susceptibility in wheat. We also looked at the correlations existing among the two AT lipid species we examined in our study, and we found that certain lipid species were strongly correlated with each other with strong correlation coefficients. And 10 such lipid groups, which included lipid species which were strongly correlated each other with a correlation coefficient greater than 0.85, are shown by blue and red lines on this dendrogram. The lipid species included in these lipid groups can be called as co-occurring lipids because they were going up and down together through time under high temperature conditions. And these co-occurring lipids reflected metabolic relationships because they were acted on by the same enzyme or enzymes. For example, the oxlipid species included in group 7 were produced by the action of lipoxygenase or reactive oxygen species. Another example is here. The sterol glycosides in group 5 were the result of UDPG sterol glycosyl transferases. Coming to conclusions, high day and night temperature stress altered phospholipid composition in wheat pollen, and the PE and PC species were particularly responsive to high temperature stress. The lipid changes included decreases in the degree of unsaturation of ER phospholipids and lipid remodeling, which mainly included the altered PCPE ratio. And these changes were possibly to maintain membrane bilayer structure and to prevent temperature-induced male sterility. The decrease in lipid unsaturation levels was predominantly due to decrease in 18:3 fatty acids and an increase in 18:1, 2, and 16:0 fatty acids. These two aux lipids could be potential biomarkers for heat susceptibility, and co-occurring lipids under high day and night temperatures represent lipid groups that experience coordinated metabolism in wheat pollen. With that, I'd like to thank our lab group at K-State and our funding agencies for supporting our research. And if I have time, I would be happy to take questions.
Well, we don't really okay. have
time. Okay, no problem. Okay, I'll be here if you have.
She will be here.